WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And then there were 12. Today, we're going to recap the exciting night race at Bristol and run down exactly which 12 drivers still have a chance to be your 2025 champion. The top four, or the bottom four, I should say, are gone. And that leaves us with 12 as we get ready for race one of round two in the NASCAR playoffs. So it ought to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. Man, big weekend all the way around and all sorts of sports. Tennessee, Georgia, what a game going into overtime. A lot of fun to be had. And now back to reality and back to getting ready for the NASCAR playoffs. So sit back, relax. We're going to have a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and alongside me, or across from me, I should say, the reason I show up each and every Monday, it is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here, and what a weekend it was for NASCAR, but especially for the one and only Georgia Bulldogs.
Man, go Dogs. Pulled one out by the hair of their chinny chin chin. As you know what, there were a lot of really good, really close games this weekend. I had a buddy over that was a Clemson fan, and Clemson, Georgia Tech went down to the wire. Then I had some buddies that were Tennessee fans, and of course that one came down to the wire. So, I mean, football is here. SEC time is here.
You know, this was our third week of college football as far as really getting into the heart of the season. And in my opinion, we finally got to put a lot of teams to the test, especially in the SEC. And so far, it's the best weekend of college football we've seen.
Yeah, it was really good. There were, there's been good games every week, but this was, you know, the weather was good too. I don't know. It just felt like college football. We're getting closer and closer to that October. You know, if it stopped being 88 during the day, yeah, maybe we'd feel like fall.
The Georgia-Tennessee game, everybody that watched it, and I'm sure most people out there listening that saw the game would agree. I mean, you were right on the edge of your seat. And there were several times I thought, man, Tennessee's got this. They've got this. And Tennessee played well. And they proved themselves in so many ways, especially with the quarterback they've got this year. But I just think with a little luck and a little out-coaching, Georgia made the difference.
They, you know what? Every good team gets lucky more than once. And you could call, basically, you know, if Tennessee doesn't miss a kick, game over. So, yeah, it was. I think both teams played really well, and both teams are to be reckoned with for the rest of this year. You know, yeah. It's with this playoff system, when you lose a game like that, you don't have to sulk and go home because, well, now we can't make the playoffs or now we don't have a chance at a championship. No, I don't know that anybody is going to go completely undefeated this year. Like, I have yet to see a truly dominant team other than Ohio State, I guess, and they're in the Big Ten and isn't going to play the same schedule as some other guys.
I think anybody that possibly can is either going to be Georgia or LSU.
LSU's very – but they didn't look all that great against Florida. But Florida was playing desperate, you know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no question about it. And one thing that Tennessee can be thankful for is they just played, in all likelihood, the toughest team they're going to play during the regular season. When you look at Tennessee's schedule, it in my opinion, and what we evaluated on college football here on Rock 103.7, is this was the toughest game. And this game was about a month ahead of time. Temperatures were a good 15 degrees warmer. It was a little different ball game than what the historic Tennessee Georgia game is, but man, it was a heck of a game, and certainly Tennessee had that home field advantage because playing at Neyland Stadium under that crowd, under that noise condition, man, is brutal. No question whatsoever about that.
Yeah, but listen, Alabama, you know, that's the other thing, is we're learning maybe Alabama wasn't as bad as we all thought. They're still going to be a force. I mean, that's the thing about college. The teams do get better. You know, and we've had some teams with a slow start. I mean, Notre Dame's 0-2, but they've lost to two good teams. It's crazy.
You're leaving out the Commodores.
Vanderbilt is no slouch anymore.
They're smoking now.
Vandy is dandy.
I mean, South Carolina was supposed to put a whipping on them, especially
with that little
quarterback in South Carolina.
That's supposed to be so good.
And Vandy just went over there and just put a little spanking on them. Man, that was good for Vandy. I ever since last year, I have become a little bit of a Vandy fan, and I'm definitely pulling for them all season. That's the team that has really been given no credit for many, many years in the SEC, and it's good to see some things.
Deservedly so.
I didn't say it wasn't deservingly so. I just, I felt sorry for them.
It's fun cheering for every now and again. You know, Mississippi State will be good every now and again. You're like, yeah, good for you guys. Come on.
Unlike the Oklahoma State Cowboys, I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah,
right now.
Oklahoma, boy, I do.
What was the game Saturday? What was the score?
We didn't play. It's the only way. Okay. That's the only way we didn't lose.
All right. I noticed that I didn't see any score, but I didn't know if I just missed it.
We've got to play Tulsa this week, and we should beat Tulsa. But then after that, it's going to be a bit of a every game's going to be a toss-up.
Well, this is not an SEC football show. It is NASCAR, so we promise we're about to end this SEC conversation. Georgia's got this weekend off. However, Tennessee is going to be playing at 12:45 against UAB. But we encourage you to tune in and join myself and Stephen Hargis each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, for College Football Radio. We're broadcasting here from the Optimize U studio. Steven is a sports editor for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and he knows his stuff as well as he's in the press box at every Tennessee game and has access to all the inside info of Tennessee volunteer football. So we encourage you to join us in our seventh season of College Football Radio right here on Rock 103.7. All right, how was the weekend?
It was good, man. College football.
Anything fun besides football?
No, that's really about it. College football, had some people over. They all have kids about Evelyn's age, so we had, kids and dogs running everywhere.
Did you stay out of trouble?
I stayed out of trouble for the most part, which is really good. Ate some good food. Had some leftover burgers Sunday, so I turned them into chili to put on top of the leftover hot dogs. So that was really good.
Did you earn any brownie points?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. I didn't know, but if you might have really had a great
weekend.
The
house got really good and clean, so that kind of always pays dividends later on.
So that happens anytime you have company.
Yeah, basically. That's the reason I don't like having people over. We have to get our house prepped as if we're like selling it, I guess.
That's why I don't have people over anymore.
So nice little Sunday. It was good weekend. How about you?
Yeah, it was good. The weather was good. Got some work done around the house and the yard and the other house. And so, this time of year, you kind of stay back and forth to the TV, or you just stay glued to the TV. Falcons won yesterday.
Man, that's a pretty good game too.
Yeah,
like they may have a team this year.
Cowboys. I'm not a big Cowboys fan.
That's just a heck of a game.
That was a
college game or a pro game masquerading as a college game.
And then the Chiefs
score. Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, so there was a number of good football games, and then of course we saw a heck of a NASCAR race Saturday night under the lights. We saw more cautions by a long shot than what we saw the last race. And to add to the excitement, we had some excessive tire wear that really caught all the teams by surprise, and perhaps maybe even caught Goodyear a little bit by surprise. But heck, that just added to the challenge and the excitement and the drama and all that other that goes along with a heck of a good NASCAR race.
You know, I'm excited to see the numbers. How did a really good NASCAR race under the lights at a really popular track in Bristol, how did that do up against college football? Because it's college football,
but it was a
good race under the lights. I'm just curious as you know, see this as a barometer.
You know, and I've thought about this several times since football season started. I've thought, man, you know, of all things NASCAR has to go up against, and obviously we all know it's this way every year, but man, the popularity of college football and the popularity of the NFL, and then that's who you're going up against. And then when you've got it on a cable network, you've got the broadcast not on network television for the most part. We had the race at Daytona on the NBC network, but you know, we're on USA now, and so there's I'm sure there's various people across the country that don't have the access like they would on a major network, and NASCAR is so good right now. We've got a lot of good racing, and this is when the time of the year that our sport shines is when we get into the playoffs, and it's just one of those things we just have to accept and know. It's kind of like, you know, being a guy and you're going to go into a room and there's a bunch of guys there and there's going to be a lot of hot women. There's always going to be some guys there that look better than you. You know,
that's a weird analogy. I get where you're going.
I know where it is, but you know, there's always going to be competition and there's always going to be somebody that's going to outdo you a little bit.
Well, in the sports landscape of America, all sports are competing for second place. You know, football, and listen, in the South, we love college football, right? But NFL football nationwide is so far and above everything else. It's really it's a race for second place. So I think NASCAR will I think the ratings will be pretty decent. It's good to see on TV, and it's just, you do wish that some of the important races of our schedule aren't lining up with some of the important games of sports that's very popular.
Yeah. And of course, especially here in Tennessee and Georgia, going on right down the road in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Tennessee Georgia game, however, it was over. I don't know if it was completely over by the time the green flag dropped at Bristol. I didn't see the actual beginning part of the Bristol race, but you know, you're competing for those fans that are going to be buying tickets, and so there could have been some competition that possibly affected Bristol Motor Speedway. I don't know for sure, but it's certainly a possibility as close as those two venues are to one another.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting
to
see.
But, man, great weather.
Heck, awesome weather, great weekend. And I tell you what, a big weekend for all the drivers in the playoffs, but especially four. Bad weekend for four drivers. And three of them I don't think we're going to be shocked at, Sean. But one of them, a little surprising, a big name guy on a big team, will not be a 2025 champion.
Can you believe that Saturday was race number 29?
No.
And we only have 36 races total in a NASCAR Cup Series season.
Two more rounds of three and then a final race. It's getting down to it.
Yeah. No question about it. And with that, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day, whether you're out for a walk or maybe we're catching you on your ride home. Thank you so much for joining us here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we are here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. and have been doing this now for 24 and a half years, just about to complete all of our 24 years of talking NASCAR, and we couldn't have done it without all of you as we broadcast here from the Optimize U studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can catch us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio download, or you can find us at our website, racingtalkradio.com. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
You love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Getting ready to break down Bristola. The Bristol Night Race saw Christopher Bell get a big win for his team and Joe Gibbs Racing. And, of course, later on in the program, we're going to look ahead to the round of 12. That would be very NASCAR. The second round, when there are 12 drivers who have a chance to be your championship. Really, the important thing is next race is New Hampshire. So we're going New Hampshire, Kansas, and then Charlotte Motor Speedway's road course, which, Sean, we were excited about because it meant SVG would have a chance. But I think as we're about to find out, it may not matter if OSVG wins a race at Charlotte.
I think you're right. We have seen complete dominance in this first round of the playoffs by Toyota. It has been completely owned by Joe Gibbs Racing, as we've seen now Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, and Chase Briscoe all go unbeaten so far in the playoffs. It's certainly been a Toyota competition. And we almost saw Brad Keselowski Saturday night.
Man,
have his shot.
Why not? When it doesn't matter,
to break that winless streak. And man, I was pulling for him. And he even did a hard bump on the final lap to Christopher Bell. And it's a wonder that it didn't wreck him, because it was a pretty strong hit, and it didn't do anything but push Christopher Bell that much faster to the finish line.
It makes you think, if Christopher Bell wasn't in the playoffs, you think Brad might have just said, you know what, I'll owe this guy some money, but I'm going to dump him and try to get this win. But yeah, it's a pretty good shot, but and luckily he didn't take Christopher out, and Christopher gets his win.
You know, as I mentioned just briefly at the beginning of the show, there were a lot of caution flags, 14 caution flags for 137 laps. Drivers struggled all evening to get a grip on that right side tire. It was soft and causing excessive wear, which, you know, had these teams making pit stops a little bit quicker than they had wanted to, especially having to change that right front. And Goodyear had to get him some additional tires before the race was out. So I, you know, some people may look at it as, oh, you know, this was a Goodyear problem and this was not a good thing for the sport, and that, you know, this is a problem, it shouldn't have happened. Well, I don't see it being a problem. I think it is something that adds to the benefit and adds a little bit of more excitement and drama to the race. It gives these teams, puts them under a little bit more difficult situation, and makes it a little more challenging.
You know, it's like watching a football game played in the snow. It is kind of cool as long as it's just every once in a while. The surprising thing is it's not like we haven't been to Bristol in these cars. So how did NASCAR or how did Goodyear miss the tire setup so bad? But yeah, I'm with you, Sean. It made the math a little tougher for the crew chiefs. It made how do you drive hard? When do you conserve? When do you push? It did, and for a race that was so important, it did kind of up the anxiety factor in a lot of these teams. And so I didn't view it as a negative. Now, if it always happens, yeah, hey guys, get your stuff together. But every once in a while, you got to play one of these games, so yeah, to speak.
And at this time of the year, oftentimes we see a lot of different races going on, not just for the playoffs, but the race that each driver has going on in their particular situation. For example, Brad Keselowski, his race was to try to get his first win this year, or to get a race, period. Ty Gibbs led the most laps, 201 laps of the 500. He has been on a complete winless streak all season long. He is the only Joe Gibbs team to not have ended up in victory lane yet. So it's always interesting and fun to watch a race within a race, because it's not just always who's running for first place, but many times you're going to get entertained by just watching the various races that are out there, where some of these teams need to achieve and accomplish things that's more than taking the green or the checkered flag.
Yeah.
Like keeping a job.
That's the thing. Keeping a job, building some momentum for the next year. Like if I'm Brad Keselowski, I've had such a god awful year. Now, you know, you have a job because, you know, you own the team, but
there's no security of the sponsor.
Let's find something that gives us something to look forward to in the off season. Last thing you want to do is just be just as lost all year in the off season as you were all year. Like, give me some top tens, give me a near win, give me something to say, all right, we're at least going in the right direction. And yeah, so I think that's, if you're not in the playoffs, that's really all you have to race for. If you're Kyle Busch, let me get a hold of something, mm-hmm, that makes me think, if we'll lock in on this, next year will be different.
There's a couple of different levels of stress in the sport. If you're a driver, you've got the stress of winning races and keeping your job. If you're the team owner, you've got the level of stress of not only of your driver winning, but that you're successful enough that you keep and maintain your sponsors. Because you've got to have your sponsors, especially your primary ones, in order to keep the whole thing going. And when you're a team owner and you've got a couple of hundred, several hundred people on staff that you are trying to make sure you're covering payroll and everybody has a job and cover health insurance costs and all the things, travel and all the things that goes in to owning and managing a business, you've got multiple levels of stress. And that's, I would assume that that's a lot of what Brad Keselowski's dealing with. He's dealing with the driver stress of what a driver has. And then he's also probably dealing with a little bit of the stress, maybe not near as much if he was a sole owner like a Richard Childress, because he's in a partnership with, you know, a couple other different people or groups. But he's got the stress too of being a successful team owner and also keeping and securing those sponsors. And sponsorship is extremely difficult because you've got so much competition, and a lot of the sponsors that have been in the sports through the years have gone on and started spending their money in other places. In the 2000, early 2000s, all the way up to 2010 and 2012, we didn't have all the different competition of sponsors. NASCAR was in a different place. Advertising and marketing was in a different place. Now, we've got all of the online advertising that's out there that you got to compete with. And then we've got the massive giant of sports marketing, and that starts off with football, college football, professional football, Major League Baseball, NBA, and the list goes on. So I'm just thinking about everybody's out there running their own race, and everybody's out there with their own set of issues and their own set of stress. Is that a good way to define it all?
Yeah, I very much so. And I was thinking, just the stress of, you know, having that many employees, and you're like, all right, let me go win this so I can get a sponsor and make sure all the bills are paid. Because it's one thing when you're only worried about you.
Yeah.
But you add all that on there, and it can be stressful. So listen, I'm sure Brad's got people to handle all that for him. But still,
but you
got to
pay those people.
Your name is on the car, and so yes, as we continue to get into a landscape, an advertising landscape that is just more and more fragmented, more and more divided, and to find a company that makes sense, that number one, they have a budget, number two, they want to give it to you to market your sport. You got to show them some the reason why.
Yeah, no question. All right, let's get in the results of the Bass Pro Shop Night Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. As we spoke just a little bit ago, Christopher Bell got the win. It's his 13th victory in 209 NASCAR Cup Series races, his fourth victory and 16th top 10 finish in 2005. Brad Keselowski came up short in second. He posted his 11th top 10 finish in 29 races at Bristol Motor Speedway. It's his ninth top 10 finish in 2025. The driver that came in third was Zane Smith, started 24th. Fourth spot, Ryan Blaney, fifth. Joey Logano, sixth. Corey Hines, getting my vision on focus here. Seventh, Carson Hocevar. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Chase Briscoe, and 10th, Ty Gibbs.
Other drivers of note, Chris Buescher, 11th, William Byron, 12th, Tyler Reddick, 15th, Kyle Busch, 16th, down a little bit, Ross Chastain, 19th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 22nd. Was not a good night for SVG, 26th place finish, Ty Dillon in 27th, Austin Dillon, 28th, Denny Hamlin, 31st, Kyle Larson, 32nd. Bubba Wallace, 34th. Bad run for him. A.J. Allmendinger qualified first, but finished 36th. Daniel Suarez, 37th. Chase Elliott, 38th. And Josh Berry, 39th. All playoff drivers not having a good finish to the evening.
Let's reflect for just a moment on the race last weekend at Gateway. We heard on the radio where Christopher Bell just went off. I mean, just in a raging, cussing tirade. Matter of fact, it really surprised me, and I think it surprised a lot of people in the sport, because we didn't know that was in Christopher Bell, didn't know he was capable of that. But he was just so frustrated and had lost his cool because he wasn't having the success that his teammates were having, especially Denny Hamlin. So the old saying, winning fixes everything, that's basically what it did for Christopher Bell this past weekend. And certainly Joe Gibbs Racing is having nothing but success and completely swept the first round of the NASCAR playoffs. Brad Keselowski, we talked about him a moment ago. His last win was May 2024 in Darlington. So it's been over 50 races since he's ended up in victory lane. Zane Smith, his third place finish, was his first top 10 in the last 11 races. It's his best finish so far of the season. Ryan Blaney, he scored his second consecutive fourth place finish early in advance going into the second round of the playoffs. Now, the drivers that absolutely, this first driver goes on the losers list. Josh Berry finished last for the third consecutive race. And of course, it eliminated him from the playoffs. But he made it to the playoffs early in the season, but finished in dead last the first three races of playoffs.
I mean,
he was defeated before he ever got started.
That's almost impressive. Like, it's one thing to just go have three bad runs, but to literally start your first three playoff races, probably thinking, just don't finish last. Just don't.
I mean, I don't know whether to feel sorry for a guy like that or feel like you need to add him to your prayer list.
That's pretty rough.
And he drives for the Wood Brothers. So you want to see the Wood Brothers do well.
Yeah. I mean,
they've been around forever.
Performance-wise, the deck was stacked against him, but three last-place finishes, that's pretty rough. A
few more drivers that didn't have any success Saturday night. Alex Bowman, he fell 10 points short, advancing to the second round. However, he had some problems in the pits, and his best result in the last four races, but not good enough to continue the quest for the title this season so far. Daniel Suarez, he finished 37th, marking his second consecutive race. He's placed 35th or worse. Now, that's not a place you want to be when you already know you're unemployed so far for 2026.
Yeah, it's hard to go. But look what I did last year.
What did it do?
You didn't do very well last year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't go good on a resume or a job interview.
For sure. Unless you put on there how popular you are. If you're racing in Mexico City.
Yeah, people dig me.
Because he was like a rock star.
South of the border.
SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, he finished 26th on the night, and he was involved in a couple of incidents. The result is, despite collecting 22 playoff points, in the regular season, he failed to advance to the second round.
We knew this was going to be the struggle for SVG. You had to get by that first round, Sean, and if he could survive that, he's got a road course race in each of the next two rounds. He could have been there possibly at the very end, but you got to make it there.
I really thought that his chances were strong that he would make it into the second round. I mean, I feel disappointed for him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's kind of become the show's favorite driver, but alas, not to be this year, SVG.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing about it. He's got a whole lot of wins. He made a whole lot of sponsors happy.
He'll be back next year.
And he's got some good, strong job security. So, with all that said, I'd say he deserves an A+ for the season.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. No question at all.
Exceeded all expectations would be exactly the way I would say that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings in the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Bristol. And we are coming to you live from the Optimize You studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR, or at least all the news in the world of NASCAR. What's happening anyway? And just this last Saturday night, under the lights at Bristol Motor Speedway, we saw Christopher Bell get a win, thus confirming or solidifying his spot in the second round. Now, we are down to 12 drivers, Sean, from 16 to 12 as we get ready for NASCAR's round of 12, the second round, called the round of 12. No, it's not confusing at all. We have New Hampshire, Kansas, and Charlotte Motor Speedway's road course coming up.
All right, I got a very personal question for you.
Oh, boy, I like these.
Yeah, this is a good one. If we were to take out your phone, do you have Spotify?
I do not.
You have Apple.
I have an Apple playlist. Actually, I have Amazon Music.
So you have an Amazon playlist?
Yeah.
Okay, if we were to look at your Amazon playlist, because a lot of times when you look at somebody's playlist, you can kind of get a feel for the kind of person they are.
Yeah.
And what
you would think I was really cool.
What their tastes are. So if we looked at your Amazon playlist, what would we find?
Well, let me see here, Sean.
How diversified are you?
So, I will tell you that on the way to school,
I bet you got a lot of classic country.
On the way to school, Evelyn takes it. And so, right now, I'm listening to a lot of K-pop Demon Hunters, which you don't know.
Is that Disney?
You don't know anything about. No, it's not Disney.
I've never heard of that.
It's all the rage right now, but it's really good music. It's from a Netflix movie that's got all this music, whatever. I know way too much.
Would it be like dance music?
So not like K-pop, like Korean pop music. It's crazy.
I've never heard of K-pop.
Oh, at all?
No.
Gosh.
Is that related to hip-hop?
No. Korean pop. Never
mind. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Jason Isbell, Lucero, Cross Canadian Ragweed, Waylon Jennings, Lost Trailers, John Hyatt, John Anderson, Willie, obviously. Larry John Wilson, Stoney LaRue, there's a Charlie Daniels band, Great Divide, Mark Chestnut, like you said, lots of Chris Knight, a big fan. So yeah, you know, my kind of stuff.
Do you have any good music?
James McMurtry, Reckless Kelly. I'm throwing you pearls right here.
I was going to say.
A lot of Haggard, Todd Snyder.
No good music?
Oh, Elvis. I got one Elvis tune.
Man, you got any current music? Is there not any, any current tunes that we may know in the country music or rock?
No current rock. There's some current music, like in kind of my genre of country, but that's about it. Some Blackberry Smoke. They're pretty current.
Huh. Your playlist really doesn't surprise me. I was hoping you would have some better music, though. Because I remember being at your birthday party that time,
well,
and you had this classic country.
You're about to tell me, like, I've got every song Breaking Benjamin ever played, whatever it
is. Well, I do have Breaking Benjamin
on my playlist. It doesn't surprise me.
Playlist.
You know, I've got AC/DC. They're rock band.
Well, one reason that I asked is every year Bristol Motor Speedway gets or asks the drivers for their favorite song that the drivers, they call it the driver's walkout song. And I've always thought, well, you know, you can tell a lot by a person by the music that they like to listen to. AJ Allmendinger, he wants to hear Little Nelly. Here Comes the Boom. Christopher Bell, It's My Life by Bon Jovi. Ron Blaney, One Last Breath, A.T. Lean. You know who that is?
A.T. No.
A.T.L. or A.T. Lean. I don't know what that is.
So we are the last people that should probably be quoting who these people are.
Alex Bowman. And I'm not going to go through the whole list, just some of the more popular drivers. Alex Bowman, Black Sabbath, War Pigs.
Black Sabbath, we all know that.
Let's see here. Kyle Busch, Ice Cream Paint Job by Duro Music.
Never heard of it.
I mean, golly. William Byron, The King by Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
You know who that is?
Sort of. Not a fan.
Ross Chastain, Heart and Horses by Jordy Mallory. Austin Centric, Goofy Goober Rock by SpongeBob SquarePants.
There we go. There's a guy that doesn't take himself too serious. I do know Goofy Goober.
Do you know that song?
That's from SpongeBob, man.
Ty Dillon, WWE, The Vision. Deaf Rebel. It's by Deaf Rebel.
Yeah, so that's somebody that walks out. That's the music they come out. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Austin Dillon, Cinderella Man by Eminem. Chase Elliott, Way Too High by Musky Don Bloodline.
Never heard of that.
Let's see here. Man, most of these names I have never even heard of. Here we go. Cody Himes. Here's one I know. Rolling by Limp Bizkit.
There we go.
Denny Hamlin, Law and Order theme song by Geek Music.
That's pretty funny.
Carson Hosevar, Rod the DT Chili's commercial. I think Chili's is one of his sponsors. Well done there. Brad Keselowski, Shine by Collective Soul.
Oh, there's a good one. You know that one.
I'm trying to place that one. How does it go?
Oh, well...
sing
come
me
on
a tune.
And shine. Dun, 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 dun. Come on and shine. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, yeah.
Shine, love and let your light shine down. Dun, dun, oh, love and let your light shine
yeah,
down.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That, you're going to let it shine. We're going to. Super producer Chuck probably find
yeah,
that
you,
one somewhere.
You did well with that.
Yeah, it was bam. Bingo.
Joey Logano, I Don't Care by Fallout Boys.
Well, we know who they are.
Okay. Ryan Preece, Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, little Molly Hatchet?
Molly Hatchet.
I'm flirting with disaster.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Tyler Reddick, Enemy by Seven Dust. That's a good one. You probably never heard of that one.
I have to take your word for it.
That one's sometimes played here on Rock 103.7. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Summertime Blues. You know who sings that?
Summertime Blues is the original.
Some good old country. Alan Jackson.
Oh, that's not the original one, but we'll go with that.
And SVG, Not Many by Scribe. I don't. It must be Australian music. Bubba Wallace, Bad Be For Ya by Giorilla.
Yeah,
I don't know. Have you?
That's probably not even how you pronounce any of that.
It probably isn't.
We sound like old white guys trying to.
I mean, I'd say 90% of this playlist I've never heard of, and can't even pronounce some of it. Now, if you were coming out on the stage at Bristol Motor Speedway as a driver, what would be your walkout song?
If I had to do a walkout song, yeah, I'd probably keep it easy, like AC/DC, just something to get everybody. You know, something like Money Talks or something that kind of starts out rocking and gets everybody into it. That'd be easy.
Yeah. I would probably choose one of the songs from Five Finger Death Punch. something that really got me fired up and going.
What is that? Who sings that Hail to the King song? That one's pretty. Is that Avenged Sevenfold or something?
I don't know.
Volbeat.
Yeah, Volbeat is one of the groups here on Rock 103.
Yeah, like they've got some good. Like I'm yeah. So I used to have a playlist of just my running music, and they used to be on that because they had a couple good ones. That
Pop Evil is another good one that's out and about. You know, got to have a little Disturbed. Disturbed is always a good come out on stage song. So, but it's interesting what some of these young lads that are NASCAR Cup Series drivers are coming out as their welcome songs or their coming out on stage at Bristol Motor Speedway songs. All right, let's dive into the driver standings after the race at Bristol. Denny Hamlin is leading by 2 points over second place William Byron, third Kyle Larson, fourth Christopher Bell, and fifth Ryan Blaney.
All right, in the sixth spot, Chase Briscoe, seventh Chase Elliott, eighth Bubba Wallace, ninth Austin Cindric, 10th Joey Logano, 11th Ross Chastain. Easy for me to say.
Ross Chastain.
And in the 12th spot, Tyler Reddick. He rounds out the top 12, edging out Alex Bowman, Austin Dillon, SVG, and Josh Berry. Sean, if we look at the four drivers that did not make it, Josh Berry, Shane Van Gisbergen, Austin Dillon, and Alex Bowman. I feel like, not surprised by Barry. Didn't think he'd finish the last three races in a row.
No, I didn't think that.
I had high hopes for SVG, but I'm not shocked he didn't make it in the second round. And Austin Dillon's fighting an uphill battle with, you could call it team talent, you could call it drive, whatever. Alex Bowman is really the one that's got to sit there and go, how am I here already? An okay year. Actually, he's the only injured driver without a win. He did make the playoffs. He did do his job, but he's going to be one that's, going to have some questions to answer this offseason. Probably going to have to rally the troops and figure out how to make 2026 much better.
I thought Austin or Alex Bowman would have made it before, say, an Austin Cindric. I didn't think Austin Cindric would make it. I didn't think Ross Chastain would make it. And possibly Tyler Reddick. Those are three that are iffies for me that did make it in to the round of 12. But I really question, based on the success they've had so far this year, and obviously the luck on their side, is I thought it would be sort of a long stretch. I really thought that SVG would make it in. I was really pulling for him. And thought
my heart was pulling for him, but my head, you know, I'm not. He has done next to nothing on oval tracks this year, and you needed him to pull out one to two good races out of three, and it just didn't happen. But you know what? Here's the thing. He's only going to get better, Adam. And you know, NASCAR, it's like you better make hay while the sun's shining now, because the minute he does figure out oval tracks, then we've already known how good he's going to be at road courses. He's going to be in the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. He is going to make the playoffs every year as long as one of the requirements is win a race.
Now, here's one thing that SVG can say. Denny Hamlin has the most wins of five. Then two drivers come in second, tied for second, with four wins. And that is Christopher Bell after yesterday in SVG. So, despite the fact he didn't make it into the playoffs, SVG can say, man, right now, I am the only driver or one of three drivers to have won the most races. That's a pretty proud statement to be able to say.
Yeah, unless somebody gets another win for the rest of the year, then you can't say that. But he did, at least for a time. But SVG... you know, we always talk about the big story or what are the trends. Right? By far and away, the biggest pleasant surprise all year long has been this rookie doing good. And secondly, just how good, dominating the road course races in a time that we thought everybody was kind of the same on road courses.
If you look at the drivers that are still in the playoffs, in the top 12, what driver has impressed you the most? That's a surprise. you're surprised at their success, but also impresses you the most right now?
To be there at this time of year, you know, I think the easy thing to say is Denny Hamlin. This is probably his best shot to be a champion this year, and he's got more wins than everybody. He's got five. So, I guess just how dominant he's been. Denny?
I would either say Denny or I would say Bubba Wallace.
The fact he's still there.
Bubba Wallace has had probably the best season so far of his career. He has been so consistent and performing very, very well. He's only got one win, but Bubba's had an impressive season so
Certainly
far.
Trending up. Now, he may not have a charter next year, but go ahead, Bubba.
Yeah, there's a lot that can happen.
TBD.
We might talk a little bit about that before the end of the show. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR or whatever else we can dig up here. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at our website. Just click on past shows at racingtalkradio.com or go to your favorite podcast platform and just simply search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed in the world of NASCAR. And, of course, looking ahead at the races coming up. The first race of round two, known as the round of 12, is coming up this weekend. New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That's going to be this Sunday. You'll be able to find it on USA. And New Hampshire's always a good one because it's only 318 miles. It's 301 laps. So it goes by pretty quick. This is kind of NASCAR's, you know what, make every pit stop count, because one of NASCAR's shortest races as far as laps are concerned, or total miles. So after that, we go to Kansas, where that'll be a 400-miler, and then Charlotte Motor Speedway, the road course, which is completely different. And then we're off to the round of eight, and then the final four at Phoenix on November 2nd. Sean, we are only, man, that's kind of crazy. There's only
seven races.
Yeah, so we've got New Hampshire, Kansas, and then we're into October. How does that happen? And then Charlotte, the road course race. Then you've got Vegas, and then Talladega. Man, Talladega in the round of eight. Right before Martinsville, right? Whoever wins it this year is going to say, I mean, they've earned it, because NASCAR has thrown some curveballs into the playoffs.
There definitely is. The next four races are all on the USA Network. Each one of them, or the next three, start at either 2 o'clock or 3 p.m. Then you've got the race at Vegas. That's going to be on Sunday, October the 12th. That's going to be a 5:30 p.m. start, so you're going to be able to watch that in the evening on prime time on USA. Final three races are on NBC: Talladega, Martinsville, and then, of course, the race at Phoenix. One thing about the race at Phoenix being the last race, it's also going to be the last time, at least in the near future, that we have our championship race there at Phoenix Raceway. It's going to be relocated back to Homestead, Miami, which I think a lot of people are happy about. NASCAR just announced today that the annual NASCAR Awards will take place in Scottsdale, Arizona on November the 4th, capping off what promises to be a thrilling championship weekend. Of course, the events will bring together drivers, teams, industry executives, and fans to celebrate the 2025 season and honor the newly crowned champion for the NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and Craftsman Truck Series. Last year, it was held in Charlotte, North Carolina. This release was just made today by NASCAR. I am a little bit surprised for several reasons.
They didn't have all the plans already in place.
that's what's got me puzzled. To my knowledge, this is just being announced for the first time today. I don't recall seeing any other news releases in the past from NASCAR. And then this one was emailed to me today. Typically, they hold each series on different weekends. For all of these to be in the same city during the same time, unless I'm mistaken here, is very unusual. And typically, they plan this a couple of weekends after the regular season. So the race is going to be over. The Cup Series race will be over on Sunday. The teams will hang around Phoenix on Monday. And then the banquet will be on Tuesday night.
Man, it's almost like they're just trying to, you know, let's just knock it out while we're there. Where's the pomp and circumstance and fun of it all? You know, it used to be in Vegas, and then we're going to do this big party.
And there was a big buildup.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? You just want to go ahead and have the awards. We're here. Let's do it.
And it seems like it was made a bigger deal, at least to the NASCAR fan base. This is going to be live stream at 6 p.m. on the NASCAR channel, allowing fans to join in the celebration. NASCAR channel is a free ad-supported streaming channel and can be found on Tubi.
A Tuesday night.
The Roku channel and Samsung TV Plus, along with Prime Video.
Is there any more random night than a Tuesday? I mean, cause listen, yeah. Mondays.
Typically, it's always on Friday nights.
Mondays are famous because Monday Night Football. Wednesdays is hump day. Thursday, you have a lot of cool things because it's almost the weekend. Of course, then you got Friday, Saturday. Tuesday.
Well, at least with it being on Tuesday, they don't really have any competition.
That's true.
Of any kind of other sporting event.
So
it's kind of an off night for sports.
So tonight is actually, there's getting ready to be a football game right now. They're doing two Monday Night Football games.
Yeah, doubleheader.
They're doing one now and then one on the West. So that's the reason we're ending the show at 7, because we don't want to have to compete with the NFL or vice versa.
We don't want to affect their ratings.
But it is crazy. They just, everything they do, it just prints money. So.
Yeah, this when I saw this email today, I almost deleted it before I read it because I'm thinking, oh, this is the banquet. This is really not that important to me. And then I thought, well, let me check this out before I hit the delete button. And then when I saw this, I'm thinking, well, this is totally different from what NASCAR has done in the past.
Way different.
So
they just get the Holiday Inn in Scottsdale.
Well, I did.
Hey, you got room for a couple hundred. We've got to hand out some trophies.
I did go to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series banquet in Scottsdale, Arizona, the last year Union 76 was a part of the sport. So that would have been 2003, and it was very well done. I don't know if you've ever been to Scottsdale, but it's
good,
a
good
pretty
time.
It's a pretty uppity up
a little fancy
area. Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think you are going to find any. Holiday Inns or Hampton Inns in that area. None whatsoever. All right. Again, NASCAR is coming up this Sunday, 2 p.m. on USA. Whether you get a chance to watch it or not, it doesn't really matter because we're going to be here to talk about it. So if you'd rather watch football and then join us on your ride home to hear about NASCAR, we welcome you to do that. We'll tell you everything you need to know. And if we don't tell you, it's not important.
I might get on a rant and tell you about football too.
Yeah, we may tell you some stuff that you're going, well, I don't
know
if I really
want to
know
that. Oklahoma State wins.
All right. Any final words, sir?
Have a great weekend. Let's do this again next Monday.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. This very day, except the love.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.